Situation.
All right. Yes, it does.
For become desperate enough to get the attention of Jesus Christ. Sometimes things have got to fall on us heavy before we, amen, find where Jesus is. And we realize that no matter what the cost is, I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to find Him. You see, He's not lost, but we were lost. Amen. And we need Him. I need Him more today than I've ever needed Him in my entire life.
Amen.
Amen. You need Him today.
Yes.
You can't take your next breath, amen, without Him.
Amen.
You can't walk your next step without Him tonight.
Amen.
This woman didn't come to Jesus for herself, but she came to Jesus for somebody else. When your children are in trouble and your children are going through something, honey, you'll cry out to God. And you'll talk to the Lord. And you'll ask the Lord for help. I believe tonight if we ever cried out to the Lord, we ought to be crying out tonight. Amen. We ought to be crying with everything that's in us. Amen. For somebody, it don't matter if it's me or if it's you, that reach my children, but somebody reach my children tonight. Somebody bring them back to the household of God. Amen. For them to be saved. I don't have to be the one to do it. I just want somebody, amen, that can cry out to God. Amen. And my daughter and my son-in-law and my son and my grandchildren will be saved tonight. Somebody can get a prayer through. You hear me?
Yes.
I've been in drastic times.
Yes.
I've been in times when we didn't know which way we were going to turn. I've been in a bad, dark place that I didn't know if God was a million miles from me or 10 feet from me. I didn't know where God was. My wife and I went through it. Not talking about financially, not talking about it even spiritually. But in our flesh, we went through it. And you say what you want, but if you ever lose a loved one or lose a child or lose a son or a daughter, amen, you'll cry out to God. And I remember the morning that my wife got up and said, you know, the babies slept all night long. They never woke up all night. But when she turned back the covers, amen, our little 5-month-old baby rolled over, amen, and he was black and stiff. Amen, he had already passed away during the night. I waited for somebody to call. Somebody called the ambulance. I waited for the ambulance maybe 10 minutes at the most. And I grabbed my baby up in a blanket, a sheet, and rushed him to the hospital. Amen. My wife was screaming to the top of her lungs. I couldn't figure out why she was screaming so much. I thought maybe it was one of them big gopher rats that we had. Brother Daniel, we had some rats in there that was bigger than cats almost. Amen. They were big. Amen. And can I tell you, she was screaming to the top of her lungs. When I went in there where she was at, oh, she was just screaming, and I saw the baby, amen, our son, all black and stiff. Amen. You cry out to God when you need Him. Amen. But I want to tell you something tonight. I'm going to cry out to Him now. Amen. I'm going to lay up some prayers, and I'm going to lay up some treasures. Amen. Up there that when I need one of them, amen, I don't even have to ask. He just sends one of them down my way.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Anybody been in some drastic times?
Amen.
Amen. I know you have. Amen. The key verse was Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
Amen.
and to give his life a ransom for many. Amen. And I tell you, Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels. It mentions nothing at all about his birth or his childhood. It contains over 30 prophecies, fulfillment of 11 Old Testament prophecies, 4 parables, 21 promises, 23 commands, 18 miracles, but most important, it tells us about the New Testament covenant, how to be born again.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad that I've been born again. Can somebody say I've been born again?
Yes.
How to feel the love of God and how to get the attention of Jesus. Amen. He's not very far from me. Matter of fact, the scripture said his ear is not heavy, nor is his arm short, that he cannot save. Amen. He's right where you need him tonight. You can lean on him. Personal connections. There were many people who wanted to get the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some were interested in his stories. They loved to hear the parables that he told. Some wanted to know if he was the Messiah. Others wanted to be healed of their sickness. The Pharisees wanted to debate, and yet others just wanted any type of a blessing they could get. But there were a few people. Somebody said there were a few. People that mentioned in the gospel that had to get the attention as if their life had depended upon it. One of them was this Syrophoenician woman. She came to Jesus telling him that my daughter is vexed with the devil and I need you to set her free. And can you see Jesus now? Some of you get mad and walk out of here tonight if Jesus said to you what he did to that woman.
All right.
You'd get mad and you'd leave the church. Amen. Over it. Amen. When she asked him, amen, to come and cast that spirit out of her daughter, I could see Jesus as he never opened his mouth to her. He didn't speak anything to her. And matter of fact, his disciples said, Lord, send her away. Amen. She's troubling us. Amen. She wasn't there for them. She was there for him.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I'm not here for you tonight. I'm here for him.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And can I tell you, the little woman came to Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus, she told Jesus what she wanted. And he didn't even open his mouth. And when he did open his mouth, he said, it's not meet for me to give the children's bread to dogs. Gentiles were a dog. I know there's some people, they won't even purchase a dog and won't buy a dog because they think it's a sin to buy a dog. That don't have nothing to do, amen, with what he's saying.
Amen.
Because the Gentiles were considered a dog. They weren't considered part of the plan of God. But thank God one day that we became part of the plan. We've always been in the plan. But in the mind of the people, we were never in the plan. Amen. But we're in the plan tonight. We've been grafted into the vine. Amen. I am a Jew. Amen. Not by my nationality, but I am a Jew in my spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been grafted in.
Yes.
You say, how can that happen? How can you take an orange tree and graft a lemon into it and have lemons and oranges on the same tree? Amen. It works. It happens. I picked oranges in the fruit business, and I picked trees that one half would have lemons on it, and the other little half would have oranges on it. Amen. How did that happen? Amen. Somebody got grafted in.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I'm glad I've been grafted in. Tell somebody. I said, I'm glad I've been grafted in. Amen. I'm not here. I'm not here like the Pharisees. Amen. Wanting to debate Jesus. I just came tonight to let him know. Amen. That I want his attention tonight. Amen. How am I going to get his attention tonight? It's when I begin to open my mouth and begin to send forth praise unto God. Amen. And begin to call him by the name of Jesus. I'll get his attention. You'll get his attention.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Syrophoenician woman, she was willing to grab a hold of whatever she could. Amen. I remember the first time I come to church, I was tired of the devil using me as a pawn in his game of chess.
All right.
My life was so messed up. Oh, I wasn't the guy you see tonight. My life was so messed up. Amen. I didn't even know hardly how to get home a lot of times. My life was so messed up. But one day I got put in jail and they cut my hair off. Amen. And gave me a butch. Anybody know what a butch is? That's when they cut it all off. Amen. And I came out of the jail and I went to the house of God and fell in an old fashioned altar and wrapped my arms around the horns of the altar. And I didn't let go until God blessed me and God began to touch me. Hallelujah. You need God tonight. This woman was a Greek in religion. Probably also in her speech, she was a descendant of Canaan, the accused race. Yet she became blessed by Jesus through faith. When Jesus looked at this woman, and she said something that grabs my attention tonight. You know, when my chihuahua, something drops off of my plate onto the floor, my dog eats the crumbs that drop off of my plate. Most of the time she don't want the crumbs, she wants the meat that's on my plate. Amen. When mama cooks dinner, amen, she goes in the kitchen and sits by my chair when it comes time to eat. Amen. She wants to eat what daddy eats. Well, I want to eat what Jesus eats.
Yeah.
I want to eat what he... I want to feast on what he feasts on.
Yeah.
Amen. And can I tell you, it's going to take praise and it's going to take... amen. Somebody giving God the praise and the glory and honor. Amen. Like we never have before. Because this world's in a mess tonight.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, it's in a mess?
Amen.
Somebody turn some air on me here. I'm hot in here too. Amen. Turn some air on. If you can, just turn it on the platform if you have to, but I gotta have air. You can't turn it on the platform unless you turn it on everybody. Praise God. Need air. When you can't breathe, you're calling for air. Praise God. Can I tell you that there is a spiritual application of this woman? She was desperate. She needed something desperately from God. The burden of her pain was not for herself, but for her daughter. I remember the morning that my wife got up, amen, and she had cried nights after nights for our son and our daughter. And one day she woke up and she told God, God, I can't do this no more. Amen. And she turned it over to Jesus. And can I tell you, I can tell you tonight that she really turned it over to Jesus. She didn't go back and pick it up. A lot of folks bring it down here to God, but when you get up from the altar, you want to gather it up and carry it back to your seat with you. Amen. You need to leave it down here. Amen. These altars need to be shed with tears on them. Somebody needs to be shed. shedding tears on this altar. And it don't need to just be the sinners, but it can be, amen, the saints of God crying out to God. See your children come to God. This woman was desperate. I ask you again, you ever been desperate?
Amen.
Yes.
I know some of you have been desperate. I'm your pastor. Amen. I know Sister Walker was desperate this past year.
Amen.
But how do you do that? How do you survive better without a job than you do with one?
Amen.
I never figured that one out myself. I had to work if I was going to have anything. But can I tell you, I remember the time that I turned it over to God and didn't even have gas money to get home. Amen. But God, amen, filled our tank up.
Amen.
We went to preach in a church in a little town called Knox, Indiana. And then we got up there and I told her, I said, if they don't give us an offer in the back, we're hitchhiking home. Because we don't have gas to get home. Amen. But when we got done, the preacher said, you know what? He said, Brother Watson, don't come for money, but he said, we're going to give him a $200 offer tonight. And I thought, man, boy, I'm going to be able to buy gas, buy groceries, everything else. You can do that. You can do that 40 years ago.
Amen.
You can't even get $100 worth of groceries to put them in your glove compartment today. This wife came out of the store and I said, my God, it cost that much. Just what it needed. Just what we had to have.
Amen.
Amen. We're living in an hour like we've not lived in. And I wish I could tell you tonight that it's going to be better next year. I wish I could tell you that you're going to have more money in your bank account next year than you do this year. I wish I could tell you that, but I can't tell you that tonight. Because I got a feeling they're going to take what little bit you do have. You better pray, but don't get back in there. Oh, I shouldn't have said that because they don't threaten to take me off Facebook anyway. Now they probably will take me off. That's all right.
Amen.
Maybe more show up and hear the word instead of on the phone and on the Venmo. Crying to him. Matthew 15:22 says, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. You need to cry unto him. But what does that cry mean? Scream out or cry loud to him. Amen. It's not that he's hard hearing, he just wants to hear from you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have no problem with people praying silent. I like to pray where I know what I'm praying, just instead of what I'm thinking I'm praying. Cry out. But can I tell you, she didn't care who heard her. She didn't care who was around her. She didn't care, amen, who was laughing at her. Amen. She didn't care who was saying, look at that dog. Amen. She didn't care. Amen. She just knew that she had to touch Jesus. She had to get his attention. Amen. If you'll get his attention tonight, amen, God will come on the scene and God will move for you like you've never seen him move in your life. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or you think. He's able to do more than you even asked him for. God is able. Have mercy on me. Mercy is the aspect of God's love that causes him to help the hurting. Amen. She was saying, please have compassion towards me. Amen. I cried out to God, God have compassion on me. Amen. Thou son of David, she recognized that she had a revelation that he was the Messiah. Are you hearing me? Amen. A lot of the Jews over there don't even know who the Messiah is. They're still crying out to Messiah. But he's came already. They spit on him. They crucified him. Hung him on a tree. Amen. And one said, if I missed it the first time, don't let me miss it the second. Honey, God's got people tonight that are looking, that are watching for the appearing of our Lord and Savior tonight. He's got a people that's ready. If he should come tonight, he's got a church that's prepared to leave this world.
Amen.
And if this world don't go, he's got a church in the grave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing? I said he's got a church already in the grave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For a certain woman, whose young daughter, can you imagine, amen, leaving her there with a devil in her, screaming and clawing and scratching and doing all kinds of stuff. And then when she gets home, she's laying on the bed, just resting, taking it easy, because the spirit of the devil has left her.
Amen.
Jesus didn't have to go and lay his hands on her and shake her. I remember we had a preacher here one time. They came to one of our meetings and they done cast, according to them, they said they done cast seven devils out of this guy already, Brother Hoop. And then one of the preachers was sitting astraddle of it, weighed about 250 pounds. He wasn't going nowhere, I'm sure of that. And so they were casting another devil out of it. And can I tell you what happened? I went over there and sat down right over there on the altar. My sister pastor come over and Brother Michael come over and he said, I come here to help him cast the devil out of him. I said, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard a devil say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I said, listen to what the man is saying. The man is saying, I love you, Jesus. I said, I ain't never had a devil to ever tell Jesus that he loved him. I said, the devil hates the very existence of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he knows what he's going to have at the end. Amen. Somebody's crying, they love Jesus. You don't have to worry about them having the devil in them. You just pray for whatever victory they need in their life. God to help them.
Amen.
The Canaanite woman recognized that she was a sinner and in need of mercy and compassion. That's where I'm at tonight. God, I need your mercy and I need your compassion tonight. She came before him with a humble and a broken spirit. He said, a broken and a contrite spirit. He said, I'll not turn away.
That's right.
Amen. She came before him. And she was humble when he said, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and give it to the dog. She said something that grabbed my heart. She said, truth, Lord. You're telling the truth. But even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the children's table. And can I tell you, the same ingredients that made the bread on the table, it's the same ingredients that's in the crumbs on the floor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need tonight some intercessory prayer warriors.
Amen.
Are you hearing? I said we need some intercessory prayer warriors. It's one thing to pray. But an intercessory prayer warrior. Somebody that can get through to God.
Amen.
What's the definition of an intercessory prayer warrior? It involves three things. An individual with a need in his heart. God who can answer the need. And an intercessory to the present to present the need. The intercessory prayer warrior is not for the weak at heart. Are you hearing? It's not for the weak at heart or the faint in spirit, but it's someone who will step up, pour out his heart, shed the tears, travail with a desperate passion to move the hand of God. Are you hearing? Let me say that again. It is someone who will step up, pour out his heart or her heart, shed the tears and travail. When Zion travails, sons and daughters are going to be born. That tells me that there needs some travailing going on in Dundee, Florida. We need some travail in this house. Not just from the preacher, but from the saints of God. If one can put 1,000 of light, 2, 10,000. Amen. I think we had 6 or 7 here last night. Amen. In prayer meeting. But what can 6 do? Amen. What can 20 do? What can 30 do? It will blow your mind to how many, amen, can put the devil in place with that many praying and seeking God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God has ever healed you, amen, or you know someone especially that God has healed, amen, you ought to give him some praise.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Give God glory. Amen. If you're living testimony tonight of God's healing grace,
yes,
you ought to give him some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm living proof.
Amen.
I've been through, amen, 3 car wrecks. Amen. COVID twice. Amen. 2 strokes. Slipped 3 discs in my back in my early years in Michigan. Doctor said I'd be in a wheelchair before. Amen. Well, I'm not in the wheelchair because of discs in my back. Amen. Because can I tell you that God healed my back?
Jesus.
Amen. Now, that don't mean that you can't get 3 car wrecks and people run over you and hit you that's not going to mess you up again.
Amen.
But God has been good to me.
Yes.
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel,
amen,
of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God,
right,
unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not ashamed, amen, because I've got a living testimony of what God can do.
Amen.
Anybody got a testimony? Don't let me tell you right now. But anybody got a testimony?
Amen.
I've got a testimony. God has healed me time and time and time again. God's healed your body of an illness. You ought to praise him. You've got a testimony. If he has blessed you financially when you were once broke,
amen,
amen, you ought to give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, I'm broke now. God always provides. The same time as Brother Brown was singing that song. Amen. And I begin to think about this, you know, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seek begging bread. Amen. I've come close. Amen. But God's always sent somebody by to put food on my table.
Amen.
When I didn't have a job, didn't know nothing about car sales. Amen. Came to Florida. They said they had a job waiting on me. When I got to Jacksonville, amen, got there, didn't have no job. Then sold my business, sold everything, came to Florida. Amen. Looking in the paper, I saw where they give you $1,000 a month. Amen. Selling cars. Well, I thought, well, you know, I can preach and I can talk to people. I think I can sell cars. So I went down and he said, what makes you think you can sell cars? And I said, well, I'm a preacher. And I said, I can sell. I can talk. And I said, I can sell. And he said, I believe you can. So he gave me a job. Amen. Back in 1983, I was bringing home $1,100 a week, driving a brand new demo. But guess what? I had to work every Sunday. Could not go to church on Sunday. Brother Daniel, I told Sister Watson, I said, I'm going to work today, and if he looks at me and says, what did you preach yesterday, preacher? I'm throwing in my demo keys, and I'm going to have it already out front for his inspection. So when I went in, he said, what did you preach yesterday? I threw him my keys. He said, what's this? I said, it's the keys to my demo. It's sitting in the front for inspection. He said, you can't quit. You're making too much money. I said, there ain't enough money. You don't have enough money. This dealership don't have enough money. Amen. For me to walk away from going to the house of God, I refuse to do it. Amen. So my wife came and got me. Amen. And I didn't have a whole lot of money then, but I didn't know how to keep it. You know, one thing to make it, but it's another to keep it.
Amen.
And so I told her, I said, I'll be back in a few minutes. I said, how much money we got in the bank? She said, we got $500. So I went down there to the U-Rental place. And I said, you got any lawnmowers in here? He said, I got a Bobcat mower and I got a Honda mower, self-propelled. I said, how much are they? He said, $250 apiece. I said, I'll take them both. I went back home. We didn't have a dime, and we didn't have a dime down in the bank. Amen. Stuck them out of the back of my car and went to mowing yards. My father-in-law came to live with me. Amen. Him and I were making $3,000 a week mowing yards, laying sod. Amen. God always provides for His children. Amen. When you put God first, God will take care of you. He'll take care of you. Amen. So thank God. Thank God I don't have to do that no more. Amen. Because that's hard work. Anybody ever mowed yards for a living, you know what I'm talking about. But can I tell you, if He set you free from going in and out of jails and courtrooms, you ought to praise Him.
Yes.
If He has given you a new home, you ought to praise Him.
Amen.
If He has restored, amen, marriages again, you ought to praise Him.
Amen.
If He just answers a prayer, if He just answers a prayer for you today, hello, somebody.
Amen.
If He just answered a prayer for you today,
right,
you ought to give Him some praise. Right. You ought to give Him praise for answering your prayer.
Jesus.
It's time for somebody to hear of Jesus' healing touch. Woman fell at His feet. You know, she worshiped Him, brother.
Yes.
But when she said those words, it's true, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve anything. And I'll close in a promise. Amen. But thank God for His promises. He provides just like Abraham. What did Abraham do? Abraham fell at His feet. Amen. On his face. And God talked with him, saying, and God provided for him promises above his seed and about his seed. Amen. Can I tell you, once you've got the attention of Jesus, when you're empty, you'll be the fullness of your faith.
Yes. Yes, He will.
When you're empty, He'll be the fullness of your blessing.
Amen.
When you're empty, He'll be the fullness of your joy. When you're empty, He'll be the fullness of your power.
Amen.
When you're empty, He'll be the fullness of your strength.
Yes,
when you're empty, He'll be the fullness of your hope.
That's right.
When you're empty, He'll be the fullness of all of your salvation.
Yeah.
The fullness of your of your healing. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. As we stand to our feet. I got a lot more, but I'm not going to carry on any further. Matthew 15:23, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Man came to Jesus. The man said to Jesus, he said, my son, I need you to come. I went to your disciples. They couldn't have done it. He said, I went to your disciples and they couldn't do nothing. He said, my son, oft times he throws himself into the water. Oft times he casts himself into the fire. And the man said something. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Amen. Lord, I do believe. But if I've got any unbelief in me, take it out of me, Lord. Take it out of me.
Yes.
And God set the man's son free.
Yes.
You can't say, can children have devils? They sure can. You've been around any, some people's children I've known got devils in them. Doesn't that a good old fashioned hand on the backside would correct some of it, Brother Hoot. Brother Nix in Georgia. Y'all, some of y'all know Brother Nix. He preached a message here. Amen. One message on keeping the main thing, the main thing. Then he preached one on nothing from nothing. He was preaching one night, I understand, and family just let their kid jump, hoop, and holler, and carry on, run up and down the pew, and everything else. He took all his things, went off the platform, picked that child up, tanned that backside, set him back down. Mom and Daddy got mad and left the church. The next night they called and said, Pastor, you just did what we should have been doing. So we're sorry, we're coming back to church. Amen. Brother Galvin from Valdosta, Georgia, he had one that was eating the pews. Literally eating chunks out of the pews. So he goes and gets him some of that stuff and put on, you know, to keep the dogs from chewing their tables up. Well, it's not poison. So it stopped the kid from eating on the pew. Amen. Y'all got a good pastor. Y'all got a good pastor. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We need to get to the place tonight that we can get the attention of Jesus. We've got to get his attention. Amen. Somebody came to me last night and said, about put some things up. Amen. And you know, when I'm lost and other things putting up, I said, I ain't got no problem with it. Amen. People come in. We'll see how many invited somebody to church this week. How many invited somebody to the house of God. Amen. And when you tell us, we need to put a number up there, can't you see? Amen. We need to cry out, not just for everybody else out there.
Yeah.
Our church in Dundee is in need tonight.
Yeah.
We're not in need financially. We're not in need spiritually. But we need souls to pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need in this place. God has been good to us, church. God has been good to us. Amen. God's been good to you.
Yes.
Has He been good to you?
Yes.
All right, let's just lift our hands together as we thank this man.
My Father, we come to you tonight. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to us, God, for how you shed more of your goodness and your mercy. God, we're crying out for us tonight with our souls. God, help us to be such prayer warriors. God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. God, help us to leave this place. God, that in our minds and our hearts, that we're going to get the attention of Jesus Christ tonight, and we're going to see a move of your Spirit upon your people, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said amen.
Amen. Amen.